I've been on three scary boat journeys in my time. In 1966, it was days on end in a stormy North Atlantic on a 100-ton Norwegian seal hunting boat. In 1981, it was a 15-hour crossing of the Irish Sea on a car ferry in a Force 11. That's violent storm force on the Beaufort windscale. In 2016, it was a mercifully short but violent ride in a tiny ferry boat from the Lanzarote port of Orzela to the offshore island of La Graciosa. Some people around me were screaming and I felt like joining in. So in Mark's Gospel chapter 4, I understand a little of how the fishermen disciples of Jesus were feeling in a storm-tossed fishing boat far smaller than that. Living through this pandemic feels a bit like being in a storm, but this one doesn't blow itself out after a few hours or even days. This storm has been buffeting us for nearly a year now, and we aren't through it yet. I hope you found some comfort in the 23rd Psalm that we looked at yesterday, where the divine companion in the valley of the shadow of death was wide awake and armed. The trouble here is that Jesus is not only unarmed, but he's asleep. Listen to the fear in their voices. Teacher, don't you care if we drown? Then he gets up, tells the storm to go, and it does. End of story? Well, no. You might expect Jesus to say, "There, there, chaps, everything's okay now. I'm going back to sleep." Instead, he dresses them down. "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" And the disciples realize they've seen something awesome. "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Go back to the Old Testament and you find that stilling storms was something only God could do. And now they've seen Jesus do it. Awesome indeed. It's one thing to sit and read about this in the comfort of your armchair. It's another thing to see how true it is when you're in the middle of a storm like this one. Sometimes people think that if you're afraid, it means you're a coward. Not so. Fear is something everyone suffers from, and it's a matter of learning how to face it. So when Jesus says to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid?" we need to let him ask us the same question, as we're opened up to the fact that faith in him is not going to mean peace and quiet all our days. Christian discipleship is always going to mean something more than that.